With public opposition newly surging, a majority of Humboldt County's Planning Commission has decided to scale down additional signage for a U-Haul facility in McKinleyville. The October 2nd decision caps a months-long debate on the corporate business's large-scale branding and moves the project forward after the commission deadlocked on the issue last month. The project, sited at the former Kmart and Ray's Market buildings, requests modifications to a conditional use permit to allow additional signs. U-Haul has made concessions, including removal of all signs except for one backlit sign on the U-Haul facility's north building facing School Road. But with all other proposed signs still in play, including on the more sizable former Kmart site off Central Avenue, public opposition has increased. Prior to the hearing, the county got 17 letters and emails against the added signage, and opposition was voiced during a public comment period, including from McKinleyville resident Charles Perkins.
I'm here to say that McKinleyville residents overwhelmingly oppose new signs for U-Haul. The new sign standard notwithstanding, not one person I've spoke with approves of this. My daughter sampled Facebook. She found 4 comments in support of U-Haul with hundreds opposing them. There was a comment in your September meeting to disregard social media comments, but that's how young people communicate. You cannot ignore that. My generation goes to meetings, their generation goes to Facebook and Instagram. Please listen to them. It's overwhelmingly clear that McKinleyville strongly opposes U-Haul's request. McKinleyville is a residential community, while from my view, U-Haul is in fact an industrial scale facility, which for me should not even be permitted in McKinleyville.
Another resident said the signage is not, quote, the kind of feeling we want in a small town McKinleyville residential section. The manager of the U-Haul facility reiterated comments he'd previously made, telling commissioners that most of the added signs are, quote, directional and, quote, we definitely need them. Commissioner Peggy O'Neill, a McKinleyville resident, voted against the sign proposal previously, and Commissioner Lorna McFarlane, who was absent for last month's gridlock vote, both said the added signs shouldn't be approved.
I haven't changed my mind, so in fact, it's even more made up because more people have come out, and I'm not anti-business, but I haven't seen an option that says this is what it would have to look like if we stayed within the sign ordinance, and this is how we need to deviate because people can't find the doors. So I think that they can live within the ordinance that we passed, and that's going to be my vote.
I'll just say, as McKinleyville resident that drives past that every day, I agree with the signage would certainly change the feel of the community, but I also feel like to not listen to the overwhelming output from the community would be disingenuous, both as a McKinleyville resident and a greater Humboldt County resident.
But they were open to a compromise proposed by Commission Chair Ivor Skavdal to approve the added signs but remove several decorative orange storage door signs from the main building facing Central Avenue and reduce the sizes of directional signs to make them less visible from Central. Commissioner Thomas Mulder questioned whether those restrictions are necessary.
This building right here, it's been a while since I've been up to McKinleyville. That's probably almost 200 feet off the road, just thinking off the public right away, just shooting from the hip. So
from Central? Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
500 feet from Central, actually.
That building is 500 feet from Central Avenue. So we're being asked to ask someone to that's 500 feet from the public right-of-way how they design their building. I just want to make sure we're saying this correctly, that someone on private property, 500 feet from a public right-of-way, we're asking them what to do with their signs. I'll leave it at that.
The signing compromise, as proposed by Skavdal, was approved in a 3-1 vote, with Mulder voting against. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.